हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा प्रभु जी
हरे कृष्णा बड़ा सुंदर प्रभु. सो वेयर डू वी बिगिन टुडे फ्रॉम टेक्स्ट 25 इट सीम्स.
यस
ऑल राइट. सो ए वार्म वेलकम टू आवर ऑडियंस वेर एवर यू आर. वी शैल नाउ बिगिन विद चैप्टर 1 टेक्स्ट 25. आई विल चैंट द वर्ड्स. भीष्म द्रोण प्रमुखतः सर्वेषां च महीक्षिताम् उवाच पार्थ पश्यैतान् समवेतान् कुरु नीति. ट्रांसलेशन. कृष्णा इज सेइंग इन द प्रेजेंस ऑफ भीष्म द्रोण एंड ऑल द अदर चीफटेंस ऑफ द वर्ल्ड द लॉर्ड सेड जस्ट बिहोल्ड पार्थ ऑल द कुरुज असेंबल्ड हियर. सो इट्स अ वेरी सिग्निफिकेंट थिंग. इट्स ए क्रिप्टिक काइंड ऑफ थिंग वेयर कृष्णा इज सेइंग It's gurus everywhere, in front of you, in behind you. So, I had heard that, you know, just like a magician, I mean, not before adults, but before small kids, you may say, so look at my finger now, as I snap it, I'm going to make this rabbit disappear. And like the kids are like, oh yeah. Now from a adult point of view, there is no magic. We can read magic books and we can understand. So from Krishna's point of view, there is no magic, and there is one angle. From Arjuna's point of view, however, Krishna has deliberately brought him before two personalities who are his weakest points as far as waging a battle is concerned. His all-loving Pitamaha, grandfather Bhishma, and the sole object of his allegiance to the art of Dhanurvidya, his dear guru, Acharya Drona. So, in one sense, we can say that Krishna is a masterful strategist. You know, like they say, if we change scenarios, what if you would have brought this chariot in front of Duryodhan or in front of the Shasan or any others? Hey, there would have been no Gita. It just straight, boom, start fighting. So mere fighting, this is my first point, and then you can share something what you have. The Gita's main message is just not to fight. The Gita is not glorifying violence. I mean, people today, whatever political or educational or scholarly colors they have, liberals, left liberals, mild liberals or conservatives or whatever, the Gita doesn't glorify violence. Gita is all about duty, finding your bearing in this world. What am I supposed to do? How will you know what are you supposed to do unless you know who you are? So as we go and as we grow, we will first of all get an understanding of who we are. So this thing where Krishna is saying, just see, gurus everywhere. So Krishna is the super soul, as will be later described in the Bhagavad Gita. And he could actually understand what was going on in the mind of Arjun. So when Krishna is called Rishikesh, that means he knows everything. For Arjuna, the word is used Parth. Krishna is saying, hey man, you are the son of my own father, Vasudeva's sister. And that's why I agreed to become your charioteer. That's our connection. So why should you be confused, or why should you have any doubts? Over to you. You want to add something on this?
I like the point Prabhupada mentions regarding this particular verse at the end of it. Prabhupada says, the mind of Arjuna was thus predicted by the Lord in a friendly joking.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Lord likes to joke with his devotees. And in that situation, Krishna has created a situation for Arjuna to kind of become bewildered. So I was just thinking when I was reading this aspect, at times when we are faced with some bewilderment of crisis, it looks like that's the end of life. We don't know what to do. But like here, Arjuna has been put into confusion. We'll see here, Prabhupada mentions that Krishna has put Arjuna into confusion, and Krishna has brought the chariot in front of Bhishma Drona, actually for something greater to get unfolded. So I like the point that we should have patience, we should have faith in the plan of the Lord, and don't become impatient about things. So therefore, we'll see ahead how Arjuna took a time out and he decided to surrender to Krishna and take his guidance. Otherwise, anyone else from today's generation would have been impatient enough to say that, okay, enough is enough, I'm walking away. So what I learned from here is this, Krishna joked with Arjuna, and Arjuna had that patience, Arjuna had that faith in Krishna, and that is what we learn as we go ahead in the pages of Bhagavad Gita, why Arjuna was qualified to receive the message of Bhagavad Gita, because of his faith in Krishna. Just my few thoughts on it.
Yeah, I am just having this small comment by Srila Baldev Vidyabhushan. So this Acharya says, Arjun, because you're the son of my father's sister, as I already said, that's why I'm going to serve as your chariot driver. Hey, but now you're about to abandon your desire to fight. What's the use of looking at the enemy's army? I mean, have you come as a tourist? Just want better pair of binoculars just to see who's on a chariot, who's on an elephant, who's doing what? It's war, man. It's battle. Fight. So here, this fight means do your duty. But unless I know who I am, I won't be knowing what my duty is. So duty comes secondary. Identity is first. Who am I in this grand scheme of things? Once that is clear, your occupational duty is just a concomitant factor. Then you can do whatever you want. Sometimes people feel that, just a small point, that isn't spiritual life kind of straitjacketing you, kind of it forces you to just be fit in that small frame. I want to fly, I want to be a free bird, I want to explore the world's oceans and mountains and caves and do scuba diving and go to the Mount Everest. How much of an illusion is that? Because under the guise of being free, you are becoming more and more implicated in the illusory energies, entanglements. And vice versa, when you take upon the process of bhakti yoga, seemingly you do the same thing every day, but that is a precursor to full-blown independence, full enjoyment.
So would it be right to say, to the point that you brought it, it's all about duty, and before duty we need to understand who am I?
Identity, yeah.
In the same page of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Ma Suchaha. You know, if you surrender unto me, you don't have to worry about it. And here Krishna has apparently put Arjuna into a situation of crisis. So if I have to make a connection between this situation at the end of the pages of Bhagavad Gita and Krishna says, surrender unto me, you don't have to worry. Krishna is kind of indicating or using Arjuna here as an instrument to enlighten us about who am I, our identity, as well as our duty. Like Prabhupada used to give an example, mother-in-law wants to teach, she instructs her daughter. So that daughter-in-law understands. So something like that is probably happening here.
Yeah, she has a connection with the daughter. The connection with the daughter-in-law is not that securely established. So better to teach her daughter so that the daughter-in-law learns. So here, Krishna wants to teach us, but the connection is not that secure. We have big scholars are saying, was Krishna a historical person? Was Krishna actually existing? Or there are three Krishnas, there are four Krishnas. Such a royal confusion. And here we have Prabhupada's parampara purports, which help us understand. And if we just keep ourselves in the role of, Arjuna did this, basically, which means I should do this. Oh, Krishna is calling Arjuna a fool. He's not a fool. Basically, he's calling me a fool. So now I should do. So you're correct. That's the real mood of any sincere student of the Gita. So we have two more verses to cover. Yeah, my points are finished. You have anything else to add?
Just adding on to this, again opening the thought process here. Just like we are about to see that after this instruction of Master Bhagavad Gita, the war happens. So would it be right to say, when it comes to doing anything, Lord Sri Krishna with one arrow hits multiple targets? He used this message of Bhagavad Gita to enlighten us, and he also allowed Arjuna to become the instrument to fight the war, so that those who offended his devotees, like Draupadi, a kind of also, you know, for that offense, aparadh which was done against Draupadi and also the Pandavas, is also avenged. So with the one thing, both the offenders are punished as well as us, we people who are, you know, who came later on the post Mahabharata, we also got the wisdom to understand how to live our life. Would that be right to say that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. See, here, especially in Kali Yuga, where faith is a very rare commodity, we always feel that how many times you have young people asking, somebody is doing very bad things and he is flourishing like anything. So, I mean, why should knowingly I follow Arjun? Why should I knowingly be a devotee? Where is justice in this world? Now, people write songs about justice, activists stage agitations about justice. People say justice for all, justice for all. Justice is an intangible commodity. And we have all kinds of things, justice delayed, justice denied. So, what if the Mahabharata ended with there is no justice done for those who insulted Draupadi, those who cheated Yudhishthir Maharaj? In fact, we have a strange situation today. People blame him for, oh, if you're not so expert in gambling, why did you gamble? So maybe his fault was, he should have taken a lesson from some expert gambler here. That's not the point. So you're absolutely right. Justice, not only, as I say, it should not just be given, it should be visibly given. It's very interesting. Those who say, or those who glamorize Ravana, Hiranyakashipu, Duryodhan, I've never seen these people say that, oh, maybe it is Arjuna's fault, maybe it is Draupadi's fault that it happened to them. In their own lives, when something happens, they immediately shed their false intellectual skin and now they are clamoring for justice.
Maybe the what is it? There's a saying, the birds of same feather flock together, probably have the same mindset, and that's the reason they're encouraging that kind of mindset.
Oh, yeah, correct.
So, sure, Prabhuji.
So we have time, we go to the next one. So, dear friends, we are now at chapter 1, text 26. Tatra pashyat sitan parthah pitrunath pitamahan acharyan matulan bratrun putran pautran sakhim statha shashuran suridash chaiva senayor bayorapi. So this verse kind of describes what Arjuna saw. Previously, he has requested Krishna, please take my chariot in the midst of both the armies. So that's what happens. So the translation, there Arjuna could see within the midst of the armies of both parties, his fathers, grandfathers, teachers, maternal uncles, brothers, sons, grandsons, friends, and also his fathers-in-law and well-wishers. So basically, it's like a family album where you see, it's a very usual pastime in, I'm using pastime in a very blunt and in banal material way. People open their family album and they see everybody who has come for the wedding. So this is not a wedding, this is a battlefield. Arjuna is seeing all kinds of relatives, like someone comparable with his father is Bhurishrava, grandfathers like Bhishma and Somadatta, teachers like Drona and Kripa, maternal uncles like Shalya, Shakuni, brothers like Duryodhan, his sons like Lakshman, friends like Ashwatthama, because they studied together, well-wishers like Kritavarma, and he wanted to see. So that's what he's seeing now. Want to add anything here?
So in essence, it's all gurus all over the place.
Yeah.
He's missed off the family. That's the trilogy. You can go ahead to the next verse.
So we continue. Text 27. Tan samikshasa kaunteyah sarvan bandhuna vasthitan kripaya parayavishto vishidannidam abravit. When the son of Kunti Arjuna saw all the different grades of friends and relatives, he became overwhelmed with compassion and spoke thus. So basically something reverse is happening. So, to conclude our session here, friends, Krishna has driven Arjuna's chariot. So now Arjuna is facing Bhishma, Drona. We can understand that by Krishna's arrangement, Arjuna on the verge of fighting with and perhaps killing his respected grandfather and his military guru Drona. Well, this is not what he bargained for. He thought it would be a battle. He will be seeing Duryodhan, Dushasan, Karna. Karna doesn't come on the battlefield because of his personal enmity with Bhishma. And the memories of 12 years, the insult before that, and right from childhood, the way in which the enmity was fed, nourished by Duryodhan, all that would come to a volcanic eruption. And something else happens. Rather than a volcanic eruption of hatred, revenge, and martial spirit, what's happening is he's feeling compassion. He has reverential affection. In fact, after some time, Arjuna would say, I don't want to fight. So, from the next verse onwards, Arjuna actually says, I don't want to fight because I feel compassion. I don't want to fight because it will be impossible for me to enjoy the kingdom if it is won at the cost of the lives of my family members. Thirdly, he says, with so many people dying, irreligion will flourish. And society will be overrun by just unwanted progeny. People will no longer follow Vedic samskaras. So, I don't want to be the cause of the family and everything going to hell. Fourthly, Arjuna fears sin, papam. That, alright, there could be some enjoyment, but it will be very sinful. The fifth is something which so many of us in Kali Yuga will readily identify. Indecision. I don't know what to do. I don't know whether I should go for medicine or engineering. I don't know whether I should go for sales or marketing. I don't know if I should marry girl number A or girl number B, boy number A, boy number B. I mean, boy A, boys. And should I settle in Pune or should I go to Mumbai or I have a job in Middle East or go to Silicon Valley? My God, so much of indecision. Sometimes all three options are palatable, like whether I should have strawberry ice cream, butterscotch ice cream, or vanilla, or whether both the options are equally unpalatable. Should I drink one glass of bitter gourd Kerala juice or one glass of neem juice? So what do we do? What should I do? So friends, this is that crux. This is the crucial point where the Gita comes to our rescue, as it came to the rescue of Arjun. That here it is said, Arjun is soft-hearted, compassionate, logical. He knows Shastra. He's cultured. He's intelligent. And he's dead wrong. You may say, hey, wait. How can you describe somebody in such a laudatory attributes and then say he's wrong? friends, that's the mystery of the Bhagavad Gita. Please stay tuned while we will take you through the journey about how Arjuna understood what exactly was missing in his life. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So we'll continue this discussion. So we meet next time from verse number 28. Am I correct?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. So thank you all for joining in. See you next time from verse number 28. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.